we've got clarity this morning on Iran's response to the US peace proposal and more words of frustration from the US president.
That's right, Sally. On the weekend, we had Iran's response to this latest proposal from Washington without revealing its response publicly. Yesterday, we heard the US president label it totally unacceptable, and it seems that both sides are now at an impasse. This morning, Mr. Trump said Iran's response had further weakened an already fragile ceasefire. The ceasefire continues despite live fire last week and those accusations from Iran that the US was breaching their agreement. But Donald Trump says this morning that that is now all on the rocks.
It's unbelievably weak right now. After reading the piece of garbage they sent us, I didn't even finish reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's on life support. They understand these are all medical people. Dr. Oz, life support is not a good thing. Do you agree?
Bad prognostic.
I would say the ceasefire is on massive life support.
Yes, that is contentious television doctor Dr. Oz helping the president make a point about geopolitics, the war in Iran and the ceasefire in the Middle East. Sally, it's just another episode of the Trump White House.
And Luke, what are we hearing from Iran this morning?
That is the other interesting part of this. We have got clarity on its response, and it's reportedly quite similar to previous Iranian positions. So it's calling for an immediate end to the war, withdrawal of all foreign Navy vessels that are enforcing the US blockade, lifting of US sanctions, and also a ceasefire in Lebanon. That pertains to Israel. And it wants a 30-day period to fine-tune further details of this agreement. So the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Esmail Baghaei, has defended the demands that they've outlined.
We did not ask for any concessions. The only thing we sought was Iran's legitimate rights. I leave it to you to judge whether Iran's demands are excessive. Iran's calls for an end to the war in the region. Are these unreasonable demands?
Now, yesterday we heard from the former US Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for the region, Jennifer Gavito, and she told us that the United States is underestimating Iran's leverage at the negotiating table.
Probably the U.S. administration was expecting Iran to be more flexible. It continues to be a problem that I think the Trump administration believes that it is negotiating with an adversary that has been defeated. And I don't think that the Iranians see themselves that way.
This morning, Sally, the Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson has tried diagnosing why the United States is being so forceful in negotiations, and he's blamed Israeli rhetoric. Now, that could be what we've been hearing from the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He keeps saying that Iran is still a nuclear threat and that Iran's enriched uranium must be taken out before the war can be considered over. He said that publicly. He said that yesterday on 60 Minutes over in the States. And we know that he's speaking with Donald Trump daily as well. So what we've got is Iran arguing that the US's firm negotiating style is a result of Israeli pressure, Israel wanting the war to continue. And we're also watching, Sally, the US president grow increasingly frustrated with this deadlocked war. So who knows how long this ceasefire will last?